Dear people, the first reading from the 8th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans is one of my favorites. And in fact, when I was praying my holy hour this morning, I was bemoaning how I don't get to read the first reading anymore. And you all sat on your duff and I got to read it. And so you don't need to feel guilty. God wanted to give me a little treat this morning. If you're the kind of people, a kind of person who has marked passages in Scripture that you pull out and read in difficult times, when your heart's kind of losing confidence in God, this is one of those you should have. Chapter 8, 31 through 39, Paul's letter to the Romans. It is one of the most inspiring, exhilarating, exciting passages in the New Testament. If God is for us, who can be against us? Anyone who is a friend of God feels confidence by that simple statement. Or if God handed over to us his son, what else would he not give us? How can that not give us confidence in Christ, in the love of God? And then he goes on to his main concern. Paul's main concern is that he will always stay with Christ. And so he says, what could separate us from Christ? And then he goes through that beautiful long litany that I read so well. He says, neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities, and goes through everything. And then he says, no, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. After you read this and you're a friend of Christ, you're ready to take on the world. And then the gospel comes and splashes a little cold water on our face. Because in the gospel, you have Jesus weeping over Jerusalem because they, in fact, are separated from him. So it is possible. They, in fact, are separated from him, and he's weeping. Jerusalem, how many times I yearned to gather your children as a hen. But it's not so. And the gospel gives us the great insight to the only thing that can separate us from the love of Christ. I wanted to gather you to myself, but you were unwilling. The only thing that can keep us from the love, separate us from Christ, is us not giving him permission. Our will. I want my will more than him. Let us ask the Lord for the grace to never let that happen. And let us pay intentional attention today where that happens, and to give him permission.